You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. It was very difficult trying to communicate with her because English was a second language for her. And I was like, she used to always call her my dearie. And she spoke like this. Oh, Eric, my dearie, Jesus Christ, how I be for you today. What? How I be for you. How I be for you? Do Jesus loves you? Do you love Jesus? Huh? Who? Bam! Chris says, nothing like fucking life buoy to the mouth by an elder. So I didn't exactly have the best experience with my grandparents growing up. So I didn't really have those moments. So when my grandkids come over, I know what not to do because I know full well how if you treat them, they might one day have a podcast where they say, that asshole. I sure as hell don't want that. All right. Figured I'd reach out to Pooh Bear here. Today is another historic day. And you'll see what I mean. Can I bring her in here?
Hello?
Hey, I'm podcasting.
Oh, hello.
So today is a big day for you.
Yeah.
Is it bittersweet?
Yeah, it is.
Tell everybody why.
I have to go back to school tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. You've been away from school for quite some time. No more sleeping in?
No more sleeping in.
What time you get up again? I forget. 6:30?
6:15.
All right.
Yeah. And so here we go.
Yep, yep. And this is, I got to go back to making you lunch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. I'm up for
Are
it.
Are you ready?
I'm
Are
ready.
You up for it?
I'm ready. I'll get back. I love that role.
Well, you got to make two lunches now for the rest of the week at least.
Yeah, Madison is, I've been making Madison's lunch. But she's only going to be here. She's moving out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we only have a half day tomorrow, so I don't need a lunch then. And then Thursday, we're taking our kids to the Hudsonville Fair, so we won't need lunch then. So I only need lunch for Friday.
Can I read some of these comments to you?
Oh, no.
Badger writes, cry us a river. Piano Finger Banger adds, oh, no, my four-month vacation is coming to an end.
Okay. Gotta go.
Hold on a minute.
Cox.
Tyler writes, one whole week till the next day off.
Okay.
Which I guess that's true, isn't it?
It is. Well, I know. It's because it's stupid to go back before Labor Day.
Next week, what day is... I was planning on going up north like Thursday.
Okay, I have Friday off, but I can't leave till after school Thursday.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Alan says, what made you honk?
Okay, gotta go.
Aram says, ask her to not hit Hot Wings truck when she heads out in the morning. I'm just telling you what they wrote.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Love you too.
The other ones are cocks.
Okay, bye. Well done, everybody. So, yeah, she's going back to school. Should be a good time. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with more. Piano Finger Banger says, was the Hot Wings truck incident ever confirmed or just speculated? It was only speculated. She has always denied that. Tyler says, first week back, off Monday, off Tuesday, half a day Wednesday, fair on Thursday. What's on the docket for Friday? Early Labor Day? Thank you for doing all the heavy lifting with the dialogue about the teaching profession. I will be back. All right. I'm back. Question. What year did Hot Wings truck happen? The Hot Wings? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Francis says, I love that we're still talking about it. I'm not going to lie. I was convinced, too, that someone associated with my household did that. And I am speculating that one of the kids or one of their friends did it, and they know it. And the reason why they're not telling me is because they're liars. All right. All kids are. If you have a child, then you've been lied to. There are horrible human beings when it comes to telling the truth. For some reason, children never want to tell you the truth. That's one thing I've picked up on. Even to this day, they don't tell me the truth. I don't even ask questions of my three kids. I never ask a question. I don't even ask how they're doing. If you ask your child, what color is the grass? They'll say red. It is burned into their brain. You know how, like, in black neighborhoods, you don't talk to cops? They don't talk to cops. That's a rule. An even bigger rule is lie to your parents, all kids. And that's not based on any type of demograph. If your child is 55 years old and you're 85 and you ask them any question, they will lie to your face no matter what. And you can even do the old, hey, you know, there's no reason to lie to me. You can explain. I'm not going to get mad. You can say whatever you want. Does not matter. Excuse me. Some more than others, but they're fucking liars. So I have often thought that it was something to do with one of my kids. But I don't think Pooh Bear had anything to do with it. And the way the truck was, it was in the driveway. And if there was going to be any damage to it, someone would have backed into the front end, not the side. It was, if I remember correctly, it was a dent, large dent. It looked like about the size of like what a basketball would leave if you whipped a basketball at it. Tyler says, my three-year-old is already lying to me. Oh, yeah. Be prepared to get pissed. But my only advice to you is to accept it, that that's how it's going to be for the rest of their lives going forward. They won't lie to you. They will only start lying to you when they are able to talk. So you have a short amount of time from when they are born in the grand scheme of things, where they are not liars. All right. Megan says it was probably Jim's baby. I don't understand that joke. That might be one of the worst jokes you have ever said. I actually don't get it. And in fact, I'm imploring you to actually give me what the hell that's supposed to mean, because it just seems like you just threw it out there. One of the silliest jokes you've ever. It doesn't even make sense. It was the baby that did it. What are you talking about? Come on, you're better than that. You're one of the funnier people I know. Tyler says, "Oh no, Megan." I don't. What's funny? I tell me. Are you laughing because it's such a bad joke, or because you actually get it? I don't even get it. She says, I don't know. All right, she might be drunk. Are you drunk? Tyler says he's laughing because it's so bad. And Megan says, I cannot defend that. Yeah, I don't blame you. All right. I want to go over this. I have long time had an opinion about moments where, you know how like you'll see a person who is might be mentally impaired, and they like score a touchdown, and the other team kind of like lets the kids score. I don't necessarily have a problem with that per se, as long as the person who's scoring the touchdown, like if a mentally impaired person is running for a touchdown and the other team is letting him score and they're falling down, acting like they're trying to stop him, but they're not really, you know, that's fine, because I really, in most of those cases, that kid is not really putting two and two together. They're just caught up in the moment and they enjoy it. I mean, I can see where that is acceptable, but I think that it's not acceptable if the person is of sound mind and physically disabled and well aware that we have a scenario where some guy, and I don't know who this is, Chris Denham, Man Bun Chris, might be able to provide more context to this. But the guy on the field has one leg and he's on crutches, and the team lets him run down the field and score the goal. Badger says that you can say retard these days. I know. Time and place. I am not opposed to that. But I don't think that right now I want to say that. I have said it, and I will again. But right now, I don't want to say that. So, whatever. I don't mind if the person, you know, if it works in that setting. But this guy is not impaired at all. But he's got one leg. So, make a wish, Minnesota goal. This is that moment.
Friday, he got to sign a contract with the team and train, and now he'll start this match with a ceremonial kickoff as he goes down the other end to score on Zach Steffen. Oluwase plays him in. Schweinitz into the penalty area. Steffen standing his ground.
What a goalie.
Here's the cut, and Schweinitz at the back post. Oh, it's a cheeky finish. Absolutely terrific, as Tommy Schweinitz with the celebration. Beautiful, beautiful moment.
Okay, it's not. This is stupid. I need to call Man Bun Chris and ask him about Tommy Schweinitz, because he's the one who sent me this. I don't even know if he's with us right now. He's probably busy, but I'm going to call him. Busy man these days. Every day. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Zane, what's up?
Hey, I'm podcasting.
Yeah, what's up?
So you sent me that clip of Tommy Schweinitz.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
You sent me the clip of the guy with one leg scoring the goal.
Oh, yeah.
What? I was talking about it right now on the show. Is that guy, like, mentally impaired?
I think it was, like, like, you know how the NFL has, like, make-a-wish and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I got that. But is he just missing a leg and his brain is fine?
I think so. I believe so.
Well, this is bullshit.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I was making the point that I could see if a child or a person is mentally impaired and they don't know better, then they're actually getting joy out of it. But how can this be enjoyable when they let no one is, like, stopping them and the goalie lets them score?
That's what I feel with all of those, man. Like, I've seen, I think it was something with, like, the Colts or something like that, where they let an old guy run and score a touchdown. Like, when it's so blatantly obvious, that's why I sent it to you, because I think it's hilarious.
Okay, good.
It's
all
so
right.
Blatantly obvious. Like, why are we celebrating it,
all right,
even if he knows? So
we are on the same page. I think if it's some, if it's a kid, okay, if you got a kid who might, like, at the drop of a hat, eat his own poo or something, I think that kid, you can pass it off as, hey, you're actually in the big game, you know? But
what,
no.
What if you played for Geo's, though? You'd be all over then.
All right.
Geo's Lions?
Yeah, that's a totally different set of variables there that we can't even get into right now. All right. What do you do in the off season for the kids? The kids are playing soccer all year, aren't they?
Yeah, younger kids just started this week. They're kind of in the evening, and then I'm at Stevie's school here working with the women's team during the morning. So
GRCC.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey, I'm running today.
Love it.
So
how's when
I ran last week, I was telling this on the podcast, Pooh Bear's yelling at me because in the next day I was really hurt, but I think I broke something loose because the day after that, no pain. I mean, I had pain for a solid
week.
You know
how the saying goes, man.
Yeah, motion lotion, that whole thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I love it. That's great to hear you running.
Okay, so
send me your splits and all that.
All right, I'm back at it. Talk to you.
All right, man. See ya. Bye. See ya.
That's Man Bun Chris, legendary peak performer, the Michigan Rangers youth soccer program. If you've got a kid that wants to get involved in soccer, that's where you go. Soccer is great for kids. And that sport doesn't really break the bank like asshole hockey did to this family. Tyler says you cannot feel good celebrating like that if you're a one-legged dude. Tyler says, did the other team get a freebie, too, to make up for it? I don't know. Stevie says he might as well be the only person on the field. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm always worried about the rogue guy who's going to, like, check him or make him pay, make him humble at that moment. That's like that Lions game where the guy got hurt the other day. And then they hiked the ball and just stood there and hung onto the ball. You imagine if one guy is like, oh, fuck this shit. He knocks a ball out of his hand, scoops it up, and runs for a touchdown. Now that will be talked about. All right. If you want to see the video of this one-legged guy chopsticking down the field, kicking the stupid soccer ball, in the show notes of this podcast. This is another soccer clip. Chris sent it. If it's a soccer clip, Chris sent it. Like, he's everything soccer. This guy, it just says Cody. So I don't know who the hell he is. I think he's good. He's English as a second language. And I think the first words he learned to speak were, do you know what I mean? Because as you can see there, this guy said, do you know what I mean? 21 times in the 47-second clip. He says it so fast that sometimes you miss it when he says it. You know what I mean? I can't even say it as fast as this guy says it.
To him, you know, I mean, just said, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, all of us were just trying to get around him, even when he missed the penalty. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we're all just trying to get around him. You know, I mean, it happens, you know, penalties sometimes happen. It's like, it's kind of like a 50-50, you know, I mean, sometimes you score him, sometimes you miss him, you know, what I mean, so, but I think as well, we shouldn't be in that position, you know, I mean, again, 3-1 up, you know, what I mean, with a couple minutes to go, you know, what I mean, we should do a lot better job of closing out the game, so nothing on Joe, you know, what I mean, and you know, I mean, a 19-year-old kid, you know, what I mean, I think playing his second game, you know, what I mean, to come up and take a penalty in a fierce atmosphere, you know, what I mean, well played to that lad, you know, what I mean, and he got his first goal tonight, so I'm very, very happy for him, you know, what I mean, and like you've seen a little cameo from him, you know, what I mean, on the pitch tonight, you know, what I mean, taking on guys, you know, what I mean, making guys look silly, so you know, what I mean, it's a big thing to come from him, from the boy into him, you know, what I mean.
Okay, I only counted like 17 or 18, and I have a feeling I might have missed some. Wow. That is ridiculous. Francis shortens it to not mean. N-apostrophe-A-T-M-E-E-N. Tyler said some of those are barely noticeable. Right. It isn't until you say something. So if you represent the team or you know him, do you actually take him aside and say, look, you have this burned into your brain that you need to say that all the time, and you sound like an asshole. Patrick says, reminds me of Freebeer with all of his just kiddings. God, I was really hoping that footage of him having a goddamn temper tantrum would have surfaced today. I'm kind of disappointed about that. Becca Shea says, nervous tick, probably. He probably learned the language wrong. That's ultimately what happened there with that guy. All right. Georgia TV station made a not safe for work reference to the Atlanta Falcons quarterback who was having a press conference. This is actually a few days old, but it's definitely worth it.
Yes,
this is Michael Penix Jr., and his name is just one letter away from hilarity. It's actually P-E-N-I-X. And you know how, like, when somebody's talking, you'll see their name underneath them? On the little caption there.
Yes, they had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words. And
as you can see, it says Michael Penix Jr., Falcons quarterback.
Yes, they had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words. And
now the S on the keyboard is just above the X. So it's entirely possible that you could make that mistake. And what a great mistake that is.
They had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave
even if it's not a mistake, that's outstanding. Like, if you made that error, and it was a human error, you made a mistake, you put Michael Penix Jr. on there, and you're like, oh, no, am I going to get in trouble? If you have a boss that gets mad at that because it said Michael Penix Jr., you're an asshole. Because the fact that the TV station that's in Savannah, WTOC, everybody knows WTOC now. They're well aware. And the game is getting yourself remembered. And if it takes you to write Michael Penix Jr. on there, it doesn't matter. People are going to remember that. You're the Michael Penix Jr. station. If I own the TV station, I'm like, look, every once in a while, I want you to, on purpose, write Michael Penis Jr. on the screen. Just to, you know, mix it up a little bit. And then we'll put out a fake apology because we wrote Michael Penis Jr. on the TV screen. Nowadays, you got to stand out from the crowd. Patrick says, because he's in that neck of the woods, he says, that is my local station. I thought you were in South Carolina. Is Savannah near where you are in South Carolina? Maybe. How does that happen? Badger says, always double check. Yeah, exactly. What you write, always read it over. I don't do it all the time, but I try to be very good about that. Going over my work to make sure that it reads correctly. But if you are going to make that mistake, and the name is Penix, God, that is a fantastic name, Penix. Patrick says Savannah, Georgia, is right across the river. Penix is an awesome name. I love that. And, you know, you want that with a name like that because of what he has been through. He's been made tougher because of all the bullying that's happened to him because his name is so close to penis. That reminds me. Chris sent me another story that I wanted to get into that I failed to, but football player Noah Kanaga is getting ready to start his college career. He was from some state on the East Coast, maybe Delaware, Virginia or West Virginia, and he was recruited, Noah Kanaga, to play football for the Eastern Michigan Eagles, not that far from here. And he got a full scholarship, and I think he got some NIL number, NIL money, I should say. NIL number, Jesus. And this is the guy whose name looks like it reads Noah N-word. Noah, and then ends in A. But it's, I guess it's not, it's Kanaga. And this is, like, if you look at his name, it's actually spelled K-N-I-G-G-A. Noah Kanaga. And he's a white dude. We've talked about Noah before. That's him. And he's a pretty good football player. And he's going with the marketing. Been working on something special. Go get your Noah Kanaga hat now. Now, I want to say that the way our black audience members would say that. Black audience members do not need to pronounce that Kanaga. We all know that. And don't ask me why. I don't care why. Whenever somebody says to me, yeah, how come black people can say that and white people can't? I just say, I don't know. Don't care to know. And then that's the end of the discussion. You can ask that question, asshole. I want black people to say whatever the fuck they want when it comes to this word. Not my lane, you know? But I think that this guy, you can get a Kanaga hat for $49. And I want to know, I would be afraid to wear that goddamn hat, frankly. Like, is anyone really going to buy a hat with the letters K-N-I-G-G-A across it? And the guy who's actually selling it is the dude who has the name. And Noah has been asked by people in other podcasts, how do we pronounce your name? And he says, Kanaga. But there's no fucking way that name is pronounced Kanaga. I will pronounce it Kanaga because of what we just talked about. But my God. This person says $50 for a hat is insane. I just bought 5 of them, passing them out to water boys in Atlanta. Coach Dave writes, $50? Oh, you trying to get Kanaga rich for real. I ain't mad at you. $50 in this economy? Kanaga, you bugging. Bro, you about to get so many white people assaulted. This hat got me looking like I'm about to drop 40 points in a YMCA league and then get arrested for loitering outside Popeyes. Tony writes, can you make one with the hard R? Last name Kanaga, hat company called Hood Hat. Nah, man, this ain't real. Dial Picks says, Kanaga, please. I'm pretty sure it's real. It's promoted by the Noah Kanaga. He's from Lawrenceburg. Graduated in 25, 4.2 GPA. I'm anxious to see. Okay, if I can, I would love to be a fly on the wall when the sports announcer covering the games for Eastern Michigan University says it wrong. But I would be so working my ass off as a broadcaster to make sure. And I basically, if you're the guy, you're on the hot seat. If you are the football announcer for the Eastern Michigan University Eagles, and you have Noah Kanaga on your team, as long as he's at the school, you're sweating. You have 4 stressful years, however long he stays playing college football. And you're hopeful that he has like the greatest college career ever of any football player so that you can get him the fuck out. Because you don't want to make that mistake because you're fired. If you mispronounce Kanaga, you have no wiggle room here. I would go so far as to say, ladies and gentlemen, as we get started on another season of Eagle football, I just wanted to let you know that I am not going to announce number 10's name. I am only going to say number 10. And now, if you're members of the Kanaga family, or maybe someone else who just wants me to say number 10's name, fuck you. I am not saying number 10's name. Tyler says, broadcaster's boss already has a termination letter typed up preemptively. Oh, yeah. What a world we live in. Where an excellent college football's last name looks like the N-word. What the fuck is happening here? Tyler says a funny Joe stunt could have been having him walk around downtown wearing and selling those hats. Becca Shea says that is an unfortunate name. I would be changing it. Yeah, I would too. You know, a lot of times people's name changes over the years, like especially if someone is like an immigrant and it might be shortened or changed over the generation to generation. This is one of those. Okay? There is no excuse for the Kanaga family to keep that goddamn name. The dad especially, he's younger than me. Okay, he has to be. His kid's like 20. Maybe even younger than that. So you got to figure dad's what? Early 40s, mid 40s. The second that dad gets to be 18, I change my name. Or I change the spelling. I would spell it K-U-N-A-Y-G-A, Kanaga. I would spell it so that it doesn't look like a goddamn racial slur. What an asshole family this is. That dad ought to be fucking ashamed of himself that now his kid's selling hats that people are going to buy just because it's the N-word with a K at the beginning of it. Becca Shea says, this happened to my stepdad's family when they came over to America. They couldn't pronounce his last name, so they said since he was a big guy, they would just call him Husky. And that was their last name. Good thing he wasn't like a moron and they called him Dumbfuck. Hey, here comes a Dumbfuck family. All right. So that's Noah Kanaga starting his broadcast career, or his football career, and the broadcasters are sweating it, no doubt. Speaking of broadcasting football games, Greggy is doing a broadcast this weekend, a football broadcast. And I have a handful of audience members that is going to listen along with me to the broadcast of his game because his football season starts this weekend. And so we're going to start a new show on Patreon where we will have listened to off of the podcast, Freebeer's football broadcast, and we're going to lift all of the moments that he says shit that doesn't make any sense or gets the word wrong or does something else stupid. And I don't even yet have a working title for it. But, you know, we cover moments like this on Who Are These Freebeers, where he does the what was known as free beer word scrambles. So I thought it would be outstanding if we started to compile them from his sports broadcast, because I know he does them on there as well. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and play for this crowd the supercut that I have. It's nearly 2.5 minutes long. In fact, it might be more than that. It's 2 minutes, 31 seconds of all of Free Beer's word scrambles. Here you go.
They were innocuous interactions and answers questions that your children or children, when can we see the baby and where it comes from? Twins are in second grade. They have not prevented me with any homework that would send me for a loop. I want to hear about someone else's misery. You have a lot of admiration for pretty male swords. Dog feces. I love that Freebeer trashed Yellowstone. Like when you type in Brussels sprouts. Yeah, all of my kids were potty grained. Tic tac. Salary and wet bread. Regular E for real. Everybody joined in with that loud rejoinder. That is incorrect. How much did you waver? Snipers, starp shooters, Freebeard. Let's start with the past. It'll make us appreciate the present. It's often cold and windy that time of year, sure. So they do that courtesy shovel.
A torted of action.
The supposed nice pool says, I thought she and Ryan Reynolds were pretty okay before of all this. How long would that ceremony last? Water will start to be wet. To the morning show. And then eventually one of them reaches in and pulls something out. People who overreact. Gail Goodell. Then we'll get to their next article on the list. Four wonderful examples.
Trying to call back. Hey, how you going? All your girls' moms are dead.
The worst pace to live in the world. Conquering. I learned how to have a successful marriage. Your word is conscientious. Contestant for Dumber Than the Show Trivia, where you can money. Around the world next.
Subsequently.
Mike Rhodes is the head kite. That was two.
Halfway done.
2013 when that happened. A 34-year-old man, nope. Named Florida, nope. 2:30 a.m. on set, nope. He wanted to sing Linger from the Carrie, from, nope. He did what anyone do it, nope. Oh, that's no. Not what Dolores Riordan dried for, nope. That one sense. Was on purpose, nope. We'll explain next on, nope. April and Traveler, nope. More than 20 years of successful, nope. Benman with, nope. And we understand each other, nope. Probably more important, nope. Steve's aggression against the Verges. No, there didn't. Let out a barbaric yelp. Nope. I mean, maybe you play Pokemon every day. Spread on Yik Yak. Mate, did you use Yip Yap? Nope. Intermediate origin. Comedian Tom Segura. Nope. Influencer. Nope. Influent. Nope. Influency type. Nope. If right. He had been one of the childs, it is the Free Beer My Helping Show. Nope. What did your Virginia do? And then dry the zipper.
That's strategy.
Nope. They're jackpot.
Greg,
your
you
town does medical research is. Nope.
With his yeah. Pokemon cup.
Surely so. They didn't expect you to remain signal. Nope. That it's in their education. Allows you to make morning. Nope.
Further extends weight. Spray a little water on the front.
Nope. Finally returned. The equipment though. Nope. A lot of dog in that fight. Nope. Think back to my childhood.
What a fucking sequence. Fuck. Now, that's only the ones that I hear. What I review, like if there's five shows in a week, I might actually listen to 15% of that week's broadcast to review for Who Are These Free Beers. So that is a small sample. And that's over like a year and a half. Wow. David says, how is his brain that broken? Part of it is, and I've discussed this before, he talks too fast. You can never, ever accuse me of talking fast. You have to be more patient when you present. Because if you start to rattle shit off, that's when you fuck it up. And half the fucking time, he keeps going like he doesn't hear himself say potty grained or whatever the fuck. Like when I misspeak, I'm like, what the fuck was that? I always bust myself. It's because it's impossible not to. And then you add into it, he gets pissed. When they bust him, he's quietly seething on the inside. Sometimes that manifests publicly, but he's a fucking dipshit. Patrick says, Zane, didn't Jim go to school with a kid named Shafid? No. However, I don't remember how that was introduced on our show. I think it was... It might have been Jim, but it also might have been, we had it was that one guy who was in the army and he would come by. I remember him. His name is, I forget his first name, something Combs. And he would show up. And I think he actually was the one who voiced that as being a kid. Yeah, it was him. He said that there was a kid in the school with the last name of Shafid. And I know that that's an old urban legend, but we hadn't heard the urban legend at the time. So we're like, really? Holy cow. Wow. But I think Jim had said that too. Chris says Major Combs. I wonder what that guy's first name is and wonder what he is. I don't even know whatever happened to him. I remember hearing that he kept crashing in helicopters. He had been in three helicopter crashes with different helicopters, a Huey, a Blackhawk, and an Apache, if I believe. Three separate types of helicopters, and he was always being in crash. He wasn't piloting them. He was just in the goddamn thing. I wonder what happened to that guy. He was a nice dude. I think he lived kind of around here, but I don't recall. I don't remember hearing about if he's still in the Army or if he's doing anything or if he's even alive. I have no idea. Nice guy, though. Really nice guy. Alan says he was just visiting over at my old show like a month ago. Well, that's nice. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. All right. Before we can, before we go down the road of giving you the asshole of the day, I want you to go to Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook and just like it. Seriously. If you go to Facebook and you search out Oakland Auto Detail and like it, you're doing me a solid. So, you can see right there, that's my man, Eric Powie. And there they are, Oakland Auto Detail. Go to this page and just follow it. Like it, follow it. And you'll start to see his videos showing up. He did this fun video about the IROC Z. Wrote 145 horsepower. Imagine eating Mustangs for breakfast while blasting this song. This is after he cleaned the car. Tuned port injection. Now, the interesting thing about his videos is he gets a ton of activity on his... If you were to look at any of his videos, they're shared like hundreds of times. People love this guy. So I want you to do that. If you go to his page, like it and follow it, that's one of the things I'd like you to do. And I'd also like you to consider hiring Eric and Kristen to go ahead and hire them to clean your car. If you're looking to have your car look as good as new, you need to reach out to Oakland Auto Detail. Either follow them on Facebook or just call or text 616-510-3470 if you have any questions and to get on the schedule at Oakland Auto Detail. 616-510-3470. Hello to Ryan and Aaron over at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. We will be there Friday for our next pinball orgy. You all are invited. Hang out with me and all of these amazing chatters that are part of the Twitch stream. If you want to be part of the gang and introduce yourself and do something fun and get out of your comfort zone and meet some new people, come hang out with me and the crew for our next pinball event at Pinball Land. It starts at 7:30 at the Rockford Corner Bar. We'll eat, we'll drink, we'll have a good time. Well, you'll drink, I won't. Then we'll walk a block or two down the street into Pinball Land and play pinball and retro video games till our heart's content. Or you can go on your own. Look up Pinball Land and check them out. Online, pinball-land.com in Rockford. You pay them $9. You play for one full hour as much as you can. You pay them $15. You can play for 2 hours. $20 the whole day. At Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Thank you so much. Finally today, if you're interested in getting a home, you got to get a mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. The mortgage professionals of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call Mario or today at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. For the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right. Chris says, was helicopter guy's name Aaron? Yes. But I think it was Aaron, Aaron. Bob is voting for his ex-manager. Bob had a horrible firing. And I don't know the whole story because I haven't talked to Bob's ex-manager. But from Bob's perspective, he was let go from the FedEx job. And when he was fired, the manager called him F rhymes with baggot. So he called you like a slur and fired you, which I'm telling you, if you hired a lawyer, there's a problem there. That's a bad fire. I think if what you say is true, and you're probably lying, but if what you say is true, then I think that I don't think that's allowed. I think you can get in big trouble and probably sue for like $90 million or something like that. Now, I kind of want to get your manager on the phone and get his side of the story. And I don't think there's any circumstance that saying F rhymes with baggot is acceptable. So even if he were to come up with any type of story where you did something horrible to warrant him getting angry, it is not acceptable for that man to say F rhymes with baggot when firing you. But the only other thing is you could be lying. And I know you from the chat. I don't really know you personally. I am not saying you're lying. I'm saying it's a possibility you could be a liar. So I can't like make that guy asshole of the day until I actually get him on the podcast. If you have his contact info, I would love to reach out to him and see if I can get an interview and get you guys on the phone to determine what actually happened on the firing. Now, if we get him on and he doesn't pass the sniff test, then we can, in fact, go ahead and make him the asshole of the day. But I can't do that, you know? I mean, I want to. As Bruce barges in here, hey, buddy, how you doing? Okay, and I don't know, what else did we talk about today that could warrant the asshole of the day? I'll just make it free beer. Why not? All right. Congratulations to the Burn King. He has won the Asshole of the Day award again. So many awards. So many awards. Okay, folks, that's my time. I appreciate you being here and checking out the show. I wonder if any of the students in the broadcasting class made it this far. I would be impressed if you did. And I would like the... if you are a member of the broadcast class listening to this or watching or whatever, just know that I'm not going to remember most of what I talked about. So I hope I didn't say anything that was too bad. And, you know, if you do want to discuss the show, you got to give me full context of what happened because I've already forgotten what the hell I talked about today. Okay. Thank you, though. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Tyler says EZ can contact Bob's boss under the guise of a new employer needing a reference for Bob. Yeah, I can do that. So if you want me to do that, you can just tip me off and give me all the pertinent information, Bob. And then we can air that on the Patreon. Till next time, folks. Have a good one and bye-bye.
At Emory University, We believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.